Thursday, May 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with a Comstock Report. Investor Savvy from Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, Part 2. The big news after the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting is that Greg Abel, who resides in Des Moines, Iowa, is taking over as CEO of Berkshire Hathaway. Buffett and Munger are both concerned over keeping the company's culture intact as they turn over control. Abel, a Canadian, has been described as down-to-earth, not out to make headlines for himself, and will let the company's performance make the headline for him. Munger said Greg will keep the culture. A succession process has been ongoing for some time and if done right, as it appears that it will be, Berkshire Hathaway investors should barely notice. The leadership of farms passed to generation, and Berkshire Hathaway feels like a farm in many aspects to me. Things change, but the farm is essentially the same. There has been a perennial profit to the crops that Buffett has chosen as his stock portfolio. There's nothing glamorous or sexy about it. They do not chase after each new shiny penny that rolls around. They are very particular about how companies are run and who is in charge of them. They do not want to manage companies, but instead look for companies that are well managed. While Warren Buffett gets depicted as a liberal in today's extreme political dichotomy, yet most of he and Charlie's perspective on finance is squeaky conservative. The 20-somethings would be bored with it. The 20-somethings love Robin Hood, which has solidified their perception that the stock market is a ride where they can speculate themselves wealthy. Munger believes that these 20-somethings are being taken for a ride, and the gamifying of equity markets into becoming casinos will only let a few insiders who they see as unethical work the system. The stock market is supposed to allocate capital where it will get the most efficient economic return rather than chase after the speculative whirlwind of the day on social media. Cybercurrencies are in the same category. A headline read that Dogecoin rose 20% on the hope that Elon Musk would say something positive about it as host of SNL. That is weak. The Berkshire Hathaway duo took aim at what they call modern monetary theory, which is where essentially the federal government can borrow into infinity without consequence to the economy. Munger said the modern monetary theorists are more confident than they ought to be. I don't think that any of us know what is going to happen with this stuff. I do think that there's a good chance that this extreme conduct is more feasible than anyone thought. But I do know that if you keep on doing it without any limit, that it will end in disaster, unquote. Berkshire Hathaway return has been diminished by low interest rates. They do not borrow money, and they are not leveraged, nor are their businesses that they invest in. They are an equity investor and drive for return on equity. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The $145 billion in cash that Berkshire Hathaway is sitting on draws a poor return, as does the huge sum of cash, another $140 billion in insurance float that is intrinsic to their insurance businesses, which also draws little return. Yet it is those low interest rates that has buoyed stock values, so the negative of holding cash is offset by gains in assets. They try to find balance. Buffett says that interest rates are to the value of assets what gravity is to matter. Farmland is an asset, so interest rates are intrinsic to farmland values too. They're not going to change how they invest. They are waiting it out, knowing that these conditions will not last forever. They've seen much change and adapt to it. Warren does not share in the concern over higher tax rates. He has long said that taxes were too low. The top end of the suggestions made by the Biden administration to increase tax rates are lower than what had previously been thought of as burdensome rates, and those suggestions will get pared down when the changes that get made that are eventually enacted. Washington has been on a spend-and-borrow fiscal path, and the change is that Biden plans to raise revenue for part of his spending. Warren doesn't think that the corporate tax rate proposed will harm corporate profits and that companies will adjust. As to the estate tax, I would describe Warren's perspective on that as biased. He has billions of dollars and plans to give all of his billions away, and has recommended to other wealthy billionaires to do the same. He said that he would prefer that he could choose what happens to his wealth rather than it go to the government. Berkshire Hathaway resists responding to cancel culture, driven by the social media in their investing. They have a sense of what is moral, but that does not appear to let issues like climate change drive how they manage equity or companies. They have investments in oil companies. Warren says that people on both sides of this issue of climate change are a little nuts. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.